Hey, all right, welcome back everybody to Moran and Moran Podcast. I'm your host, Jake R. Moran, with Garrett Roy today, Connor Walton, and Chandler Walton. We just have a few topics of discussion we'll talk about. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great.
Doing great. Doing fantastic.
That's excellent. Stupendous. So today, I understand a few of you have topics we are going to and are eager to share with us and some stories. So, Chandler, would you like to discuss your topic first?
Yeah, you know, I'd just like to start out about, you know, I was in the store today, you know, I was at Costco, you know.
Ah, great, great place.
Yeah. Love that place.
I love the floors.
A lot of great deals, too.
Nice and smooth.
You know, just doing some fucking shopping or whatever.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, all right. And I just hate the fucking people who are the fat-ass bitches who are on their little scooter mobiles in there. Who can obviously walk because they get up to go run over and cut in front of you when you're trying to get a damn sample.
My grandma uses one
and they eat like three of them.
Lose Holy some shit. Weight, Nana.
No, damn. Like, what the fuck?
Like, who that has the audacity?
Gay. I wouldn't want to be seen in public like that.
With a fucking a stroller faggot. Yeah. You better have broken legs and shattered kneecaps. To ride on one of those.
And then I look over and I see a nice young lady and she's got like a brace on. She probably broke her ankle or something. She was in one of the scooters. She was like getting up. She was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Like, please don't mind it. Like, I'm sorry I broke my ankle." And I was like, "See, that's the kind of person that should have that scooter, you know? But when you're a fat ass who just
sits
on
shit.
Your ass all day and collects fucking food stamps." From rich people, like, no, fuck you.
Don't be the person seen with, or God forbid you're that person. If you're that person, leave. Fucking get out right now. I don't want you listening to this podcast. You are unworthy in a stupid sack of shit.
Or what about those fat bitches that need a cane to walk? Like, just not needed.
See, that's not as bad, though. But
it's not as bad. But, at least they're walking. Their cankles are getting some work.
True.
But you're just...
And then they go out to their car and they have to, like, have people help them in their car and, like, load their groceries.
Just,
like shut up. You're not even... You don't even have a handicap spot.
Like, I get it if you're an old person and you need a scooter or a walker. But if you're perfectly...
If you are under 60 years old, you better be walking or you're crawling, bitch.
Or you should be ashamed of yourself if you're under that age. You should stay inside. Until you can get to the point where you're able to walk on your own.
Go to a gym. Memberships cost $15 a month. That's just the lowest gym rent.
Not even that. Just home workouts, push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, something.
Go on a run, for Christ's sake. Cut out carbs. I don't give a shit.
And then you see the other fat people in their car circling a parking lot because they want an upfront parking spot. I like to call that fucking fat-ass parking right there. That's what they do. They'll sit in the parking lot for a goddamn hour until a front row spot comes up.
Like, some people
come on now.
They're stupid. They're stupid. All right.
Next segment.
Topic of discussion.
Let's talk about rappers now.
Rappers. Like hip-hop?
Recently, XXX, Extension Cord recently passed away.
Temptation.
Whoa, Extension Cord.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Anthony.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one before, actually.
No, but...
Right, just continue.
Very tragic, but let's talk about 6ix9ine real quick. Your guys' opinions on Fifi? Kiki?
I think Fifi is a great song, but, you know, I don't really want to talk about the songs that he makes, because, I mean, actually I do. You know, some are dumb as shit. Just some...
A gumbo and...
Some dumbass screaming into a freaking mic. But then, if you have, if you walk around public with rainbow hair and rainbow teeth, my opinions are that you should have your kneecaps blown off with a shotgun.
You're trash. You're just a
what about Nicki?
Piece of shit.
What about Nicki Minaj?
What about Nicki and what?
How did her part? Did she? Do you guys think she did well? Or
I think she did well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I don't like Nicki Minaj. I just think she's just a stupid bitch with implants. Like. She just kind of riles her tongue like this, and she throws her shit together. You can't understand her. But personally, I don't think people really fuck with the whole lyrical aspect of 6ix9ine. It's but the beat, beats. Though, it's beats. It's the beats, exactly.
He killed it.
He just... He makes magic right there. He's
catchy.
He's like the Marshmello of the rap world.
Right. What about Drake?
Okay, alright. I got another one for you guys. Kiki Challenge. Shiggy, whatever you want to fucking call it. Quit. Don't fucking do it anymore. If you do it, I hope you get hit by a car or your own car runs you over while you do it. It's dead.
Joey, you had an experience doing it. You tried to ghostwrite the car and you almost fell.
Yeah. I think it's a cool thing, you know, if you want to do it, like, I've seen, like, you know, like, doctors and a bunch of people who have been doing it, you know. I think it's cool. I think it's a good thing, but I think if you just, all that's what you, like, you fucking think about and just constantly watch videos and some of the dumb people that try to do it, you know, I just think you should, if you're gonna do it, you, like, make it fun, make it smart, not stupid.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, but my point is...
Have fun with it.
Fun with it, but it's dead, okay? If you do it anymore now, you should die also with the challenge.
And even, like, where I come from, like, my standpoint is, like, what if I saw someone doing it? Like, if I saw someone hop out of their car and start dancing in the middle of the road, what the fuck are they doing? Like, they look like a bunch of dumbasses. They get back in your damn car. Like, that's where I, like, if I did that, that's where I would come from.
Yeah, just, we don't need you. We don't need you in this society. Next segment of discussion. What do we got? Alright, so, we're here to talk about now relationships in how they are toxic and when you need to know that they are in abandoned shit. Get the fuck out of there.
No, so, it's just like, no, hold on. It's just like,
what's up?
If a guy is treating you like shit and there's so many other guys out there, I get it. If the guy's treating you like shit, but he's sexy or he's got the looks or he's got a big dick and all, it's just like, there's so many other guys.
Mind me, if the sex is great, stay. By all means, but if it's not, if you're not having it, why are you there? It's like going to Universal and not riding the Hulk or any roller coasters. What are you doing, idiot?
Right, but if the guy is shitting on the girl, like, if I was the girl, I'd just be like, fuck you, douchebag. I'm out.
For real. And, like,
I would cut his fucking dick off, honestly.
I have to say, the biggest red flag is when the relationship is constantly on and off. If you're breaking up and getting back together the next day or 2 days later, kill yourself. Lynch. Your name should be Lynch. You should lynch yourself.
And just nothing's ever going to be the same after that happens.
No, it's scarred. You're scarred.
You're never going to feel the same about the person. Like, there's always going to be something awkward going on. And like, most likely, it's just going to keep happening. There's not going to be a happy ending.
Just
get out of there when you can.
Yeah.
That's where I come from.
I mean, yeah, you'll run across your occasional problems, but... If it matters where you're breaking up over,
you know what I like to put it as?
You need to terminate it.
You know those rooms, like the escape rooms where you have to like dodge the lasers?
Yes.
People do it, but it's really hard to do it. Like it's really hard to get like past it.
Wow.
But people
You
do
just
it.
Lost me entirely right there. I do not understand your analogy at all.
Completely off fucking all right, subject.
So if a girl is stuck to a guy.
Yes.
But the guy treats her like shit, it might be hard for her
so we shoot
to get away from him. But if you're, it's just like being in an escape room. Like, the lasers is the guy. It's hard to get away from it. But if you escape it, you're good. Like, it's hard. Not all the people do it, but...
But the
once
people
you
that,
find your way out,
fuck,
you're good.
I suppose.
Yeah. I think we should just stay away from that right there. That was completely unfucking necessary, what you just said right there.
You know what? I'm sorry for the two people that fucking watched this.
Whoa. All right, guys. We're not trying to have a hostile environment here.
Yep.
Guys, we accept positive vibes and energy. We're all about vibing. I want to stress that. Here at Marin Marin, we like to vibe. And when you vibe, you're chilling and you're bumping. And you feel good and you're content.
You know, here's where I'm coming from, you know.
Nirvana.
If you break up, say you're dating. You know, who cares if it's 1 month or two years, 3 years, 4 years, you know, whatever. If you break up, you're fucking done. Just fucking leave. Say, you know, see you later. I'll fuck you. If I never see you again, you know. Maybe I'll see you down the road bagging my groceries at Walmart or something.
Yeah,
or five times in a week.
Hey, but God forbid. I'll probably see that stupid bitch at Walmart on a fucking motorized scooter.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. What the fuck?
Don't be that bitch. Don't be there, you know? Good topic. Next segment. We're going to talk about rednecks in their stupid-ass fucking trucks.
Pulling up to fucking Sonic smoking cigarettes. All right. Fucking turbo-billy-looking ass.
I can't...
I'm sick of that shit.
Okay, let me put it this way. God, they... the FDA, the government, I don't care who it is, whoever the fucking it is, ban people from putting aftermarket mufflers on their cars. I'm sitting here, and I'm sitting inside. I mean, let's say I'm eating at a restaurant on the side of the street, and I hear a nice hum come down there. I'm like, ooh, what's this fancy car? Here comes a Honda Civic bumping down the street with this gay little muffler. Like, you don't have a dick, sir. You are a fucking bitch. And this same applies for trucks. Don't be putting a gay-ass fucking muffler on your truck thinking you're hot shit and have your lip in and your cousin, you fucked her last night and her pussy was just like your mom's. Like, don't add mufflers on your cars. That's trash. It's stupid.
Stay away from that shit.
Stay away from it. Especially if it's a nice car, you ruined it.
They were meant to sound like that, they would come on that, like, stock.
Exactly. Like, a Corvette, a Lamborghini, they sound like that because that is a nice engine and a nice high-performance car. It's a sports car. But you put that shit on a gay little piece of pussy monkey shit, here we are, just... You're retarded. If you do that, you're dead to me. Go kill yourself. Chillin', what'd you have to say?
No. Where I'm coming from, I'm a truck guy. I like trucks, you know? But when they're coming down the street and they're 100 feet in the air and they sound like a fucking plane just blew up midair, fucking crashing to the ground, you know, what the fuck? What's wrong with you, you know? Why can't you not just drive a nice truck around with something on? You know, get a lift on there, make it sound good and everything, but what the fuck? If you ever do that, that's just dumb. I mean, you're a redneck and you like to do your cousin all that and you like to go mudding it and put your four wheel in the back, but still, just fuck that. Like, come on now.
Yeah, I entirely agree with you, Chandler.
How are you guys' slushy, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Right now, we are sponsored by Sonic. Sonic, we have great red, blue raspberry, whatever, nerd slushies. Great. Large sizes, nice and cold. When hits, from the second it hits the tip of your tongue to the next, it gets ejaculated out of the tip of my urethra. I have enjoyed it to the absolute fullest. I am sugary, and I feel great. Excellent. Next segment.
Let's talk about the future of video games, you know, we got the...
Bless up.
We got the Game Boy, or whatever it's called, then we got like the Xbox, PS4, but now we got the VR now. What do you think is next? Like, do you think everything's just going to be all virtual? What do you guys think?
I'll tell you what, in 20 years, I believe consoles will be phased out. There will be no more. I just feel like they'll be irrelevant with technology. Simple supply and demand concepts. The demand for VR, it's not that high, but the supply is low, and the technology is also high, so, therefore, it's going to be expensive.
Also, what about GameStops and, like, video game stores? Like, everything's starting to be more on the actual Xbox, like, being able to download it without the disc. What do you guys think is going to happen to those businesses? Shut down, eventually?
Fuck them. If I give you 7 Xboxes and 2 games and 9 remotes... They're going to tell me that I owe them $15. I don't understand. It's ridiculous, the trade amount and the money that they scam you.
A dollar for a $60 video game?
It's a scam. I'd rather invest $100,000 in a Nigerian prince overseas than give my money and give my shit to GameStop. It's fraud.
I think the consoles, they're going to be around. For a while, they're definitely gonna be around for a lot, like, cause they're just gonna come out with another game, like Fortnite, you know.
I suppose.
One day I was just sitting around and all this Fortnite stuff just popped up everywhere. I had no idea what Fortnite came out a month ago. All of a sudden, they got all these professional players, this ninja character, all these guys. I have no idea what this is. Yeah, the game is fun, but I don't get how people are so addicted to it, but. There's definitely going to be more games. Like, I mean, like, this guy Ninja, he is insane in this game. Like, I would love to sit my fat ass on the video games all day and make free money, pretty much. Like,
a million a month.
It's just easy money. Like, this guy is just pulling in racks by the daily.
It amazes me, actually. It really does. So, back to I want to continue this topic of discussion. We kind of strayed away from it. But it's the whole consoles and VR concept. I really do think that Connor makes a very valid point about how, you know, the more games they're going to make, you know, consoles are predominantly used mostly. But, you know, PCs, it's gone it's been shooting up with prices, and it's expensive, but it's honestly, I believe, the better long-term investment. And also with the PC, it means comes along VR. So I believe in the future, maybe not the near future, but it will be just a PC-dominated video game world in a virtual reality. I just, that's how I see it going out to be. Next segment. Basically,
Should we talk about this real quick, or like, because motorcycles on the highway, because like, I was driving home down from Tallahassee, and just like, I was on the interstate, you know, like, first time ever, so I was focused, 10 and 2, like, I wasn't badass Chandler, one hand on the wheel, like, 10 and 2, like, I was focused, right?
Whip a bitch, yeah.
And these group of motorcycles just come by thinking they're the fucking shit, and they run the highway. You know?
All right. Crotch rocket gangs. Quit it. That bike, it's a Ford Fusion costs as much as it, all right? All right. You can put in all the upgrades in the world. But you guys act like you're so tough and awesome. You're not as tough and awesome as you seem. Maybe if you're killing people, yeah, you know, I'll gain some respect for you, or murdering or raping in villages and stuff. But the majority of you aren't. You ride together. Yeah, I respect the brotherhood, but you're not as cool as you seem.
All right, see, we're like, I don't have a problem with the people that ride on the Harley-Davidsons on the highway. I don't have a problem with those people. But the guys who come swerving in and out of cars on their crotch rockets going way faster than the speed limit. I pray those guys get hit by an 18-wheeler.
Wow.
Throwing 30 feet in the air and just...
It'd be more than that.
Getting scraped off the highway by a shovel.
Wow.
Just like, that's... Every time I see
just
one...
Disrespect.
It's just like, dude, chill out. You're not cool. Like, the only thing that's going to happen... You're going to get in a crash if you continue. Dude,
Everyone's going down the same road. You're not more important than any other car, so...
You're playing Russian roulette, fucker.
And if I ever see a motherfucking motorcycle cut by me, you better fucking know that I'm gonna fucking crash that motherfucker.
Oh, alright, looks like Garrett Roy has just proclaimed that he will murder you. He will... vehicular manslaughter. Garrett Roy.
Swerve right into the fucking side of it.
Whoa.
Okay.
Kill that bitch's ass, bro.
This just got dark real fast. Well,
I'll see your family in court.
Okay. This will conclude today's episode of Moran and Moran.
Make sure
I hope you stuck with us.
Back.
Yeah, come back, listen, Moran and Moran. Stay fresh, stay tight, bro. that was a bad phrasing. Love you guys. Be back.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.